to stay alone, to keep my head from exploding. People call me crazy, well, they're just hoping.
This is Finding Satan, a Black Cat Collective podcast.
Michael.
Hello, darling. Dying to go another round?
Yes, actually. I'd like to see if you can die.
I'd just settle for watching you bleed again.
Be gone, foul one. You're not welcome here, my goddess.
Oh my goodness. Stevie Nicks, is that you? I didn't think any of them were left. That explains why it took me so long to find this little morsel.
Asha, take Natalie and go. I'll deal with Michael.
Natalie, is it? I brought you a little present, darling. It's a little bigger than what she's been using to carve up your lovely little skin.
A knife?
Mm-hmm. Isn't it just so shiny and sharp? So very stabby and slicey. Doesn't it just make you want to do things?
Asha, if you don't get out of here, I don't think...
Oh.
Never mind.
Good girl. Very good girl. Bring back any memories, Annabelle.
Will it still work?
Oh yeah, it will. Look at her. All rage and scars and blood. Pretty hot, right?
Michael, just so I can understand exactly how fucked up you are you related to us?
Who knows? I mean, I literally can't keep track. I think we're like cousins, but it gets a little bit complicated because Easy and...
Annabelle, did I do it right?
You sure did, sweetie. Good job.
Am I like you now?
I think so. How do you feel?
I hurt.
Lie down for a minute. That flowered couch is an abomination anyway, so use that. Blood won't even show on that hideous print. Do you think that's why she chose it?
Are you okay? Oh my god. Her skin.
Yeah, this can be pretty gross. Just breathe through it. You'll be fine. So how's it been going?
You're a fucking psycho.
Totally. So, you want to hang out, or...?
Not really. Hey, the old lady made some tea. You want some?
Never drink the tea.
It was worth a shot. Are we going to fight?
No. We're going to wait for Natalie to finish her little moment here. And then I'll take her back to the temple for some fun.
We should probably fight about that.
We can, but I don't think it would last long. I've got, like, 1,000 demons inside me right now. I don't think even you are a match for that.
I could take 1,000 demons.
Annabelle?
I'm here. Are you okay?
I feel so much better. So much better. My hands... My arms. Look at them.
You look healthy. And all the marks are gone.
See? Good as new.
What happens next?
Do you want to come with me and hang out at my temple? Or we could stay here and you can watch me kill your sister. Up to you.
Michael!
Look, no reason to sugarcoat it. Those are basically the options. What do you say, kiddo?
Can I keep the knife?
Matt, take my hand. I'm getting us out of here.
Remember, not making a decision is a decision.
I know. I just need to clear my head.
Wait. I've been wanting to ask this for a long time, Lilith. Why were so few of those babies boys? Most of them were girls, right?
Oh, yes. Mostly girls. I had to allow a couple of boys, but poor things. They just didn't do very well.
What do you mean?
I am the mother of demons. At one point, all of the babies were inside me, all at the same time, and, well, I don't want to upset you, but some of the girls got hungry.
What?
They ate them in the womb. There were far more than 13 embryos to begin with, but my girls get hungry.
I really wish I hadn't asked.
The more you know.
Matt, let's go.
I can't believe she told me that.
I think we should just stop asking questions. The answers are getting uglier and uglier.
Do you think you ate someone? One of your brothers? In the womb?
Matt, for real. We need to let that go. Pretend she never said it. That's what I'm gonna do.
Baby cannibals. So gross.
It's natural selection, Matt. We need to get over it.
Okay. Okay, fine. You said you wanted to clear your head. Where to?
My place. It's time to get drunk. Deep in the heart of Texas.
You drinking wine without me, sis?
Where you been, ho?
Tempting to prune the family tree. Here I thought I was the baddest of them all. And every time I meet another one of us, she turns out to be completely fucking cracked.
You're not so tough.
Guess not. This one had been housebound by her guardian witch. She'd been carving sigils into her skin to keep anyone from finding her.
Ugh, gross.
Yeah. What's wrong with Matt?
Lilith took us to the room without doors.
Oh.
Yeah. Then she told him we ate our brothers in the womb. I got him drunk and high enough to finally fall asleep. We'll feel better tomorrow.
Did we eat our brothers in the womb?
I don't know. Probably. It could go either way with Lilith, you know?
Yeah. Pass me the wine. I had a shitty day.
Do you really remember the room? You mentioned it once.
I remember some things. This one, though, Natalie, I think she remembers everything.
Oh, poor thing.
I'll drink to that.
You know, Dr. Carlyle's a real dick.
Yeah, I know. Someone should really kill him.
Does it have to be us, though? Why do we have to do all the grunt work?
Well, because we get shit done.
Yeah, but then we just end up with more shit to do.
That's the way this works, sis.
Someone should end that shit.
Right?
Right.
Wait, for real?
Look at what they did to us, Annabelle. To us, and Clara, Serafina, and that other girl you just found. Look at how the world treats us and tell me. Do human girls even have a chance? At all?
Fuck no.
Exactly.
Natalie? Michael took her.
And you let him?
I know, it sounds crazy. I mean, sure, he threatened me, but that wasn't why. You know what it was? It just felt right. Like, okay. If I'm going to pick my battles, I'm skipping this one. And weirdly, she wanted to go.
Why the fuck would she want to go?
Well, Sarah, she's completely fucking nuts. And he gave her a knife. You know how girls get about their first knives.
Fair.
Hey, should we rock, paper, scissors for who has to go kill Dr. Carlisle?
No, it's fine. I'll go do it in the morning.
Okay. If you don't, he'll just pop up at the end like some sort of monster of the week.
He doesn't deserve to be there at the end.
He should totally get some sort of anticlimactic off-screen death, you know? Like some wacky accident, like a plane falls on him or his brakes fail and he drives off a cliff.
I want to see him die.
Yeah, I don't even want the little power boost from his death. Pass.
He's such an asshole.
Is Michael related to us?
I think he's our cousin, right?
Like a distant cousin?
Ugh, Annabelle, please tell me you didn't sleep with Michael.
Gross, no. But he, you know, with Clara, and then he seemed to have the hots for Natalie.
He's an angel. Of course he's drawn to us. Born demons, baptized in blood, strong enough to almost kill him. We're totally his kink.
Gross.
Hey, Annabelle?
Yeah?
You know how I'm super drunk and kind of high?
Yeah?
Is there a woman walking across my lawn?
Yeah, I thought I was imagining her.
Maybe we both are.
Are you also imagining that she's carrying what appears to be a severed head?
Yep.
Bite?
Ugh, hope not. Very drunk. Hey there. I can't help but notice the head you're carrying.
I brought you a present. Can I have some wine?
Gross. You splattered blood on my deck. What's your name? I'm gonna assume we're related.
She's definitely one of us. I can tell now, but she wasn't even on my radar until just now.
I'm your last sister, Clarissa. Thanks.
What the fuck is this, rosé?
Clarissa, if you happen to have better wine on you, please share it. Otherwise, shut the fuck up. My guardian had shit taste in wine, but she's dead, and she left me this house and a lot of bad wine, so this is the wine we drink.
She's drunk.
I noticed. Thanks. Annabelle, right?
More or less. Who's the head?
Oh! Annabelle! Speak of the devil. Looks like Dr. Carlisle has made an appearance.
Just the head, though.
Well, we owe you one. Next bottle of rosé is on me.
Thanks. Why are we getting drunk?
I saw the room without doors today.
I saw Michael, and one of our sisters went with him.
Oh, I saw Michael kill the head of the local anti-apocalypse coven.
You didn't tell me that part.
Tore her roof right off, picked her up, flew up into the sky, and then just dropped her on her own sidewalk.
Brutal.
Gotta admire his efficiency.
Oh, and that old witch drugged us, too. It was just a shitty day all around.
How did she drug you?
She put something in the tea.
Never drink the tea.
Well, I know that now. Clarissa, I must say, you seem fairly well adjusted. All the other siblings we've met have been batshit crazy. What's your deal?
She did bring us a severed head, Sarah. Maybe dial it back on the benefit of the doubt?
I'm good.
Hey, how do you know you're the last sister?
I can sense all of us.
Same. Although you must have had some kind of cloaking device because I just did not sense you at all.
It's the head. Dr. C's head. He had something on him that blocks us.
Yeah, he was protected.
How did you get to him?
Well, Sarah, I was the thing that was protecting him.
Finding Satan is written and directed by Gabrielle Awe. Finding Satan is a Black Cat Collective podcast.